Proclamation number 4880 of 16th of April, 1950. Importance of work for the kingdom of God. A sign will be given to you from above when your actual activity is to begin, for you are still only doing the preliminary work of putting yourselves into a state of knowledge and also communicating your knowledge to those who, like you, want to actively participate in the spreading of truth, who are hungry for truth themselves and struggle for it. But your actual activity extends to the giving of the word, which is given to you from above, to all people who step into your path after the great shock they had to experience for the sake of their souls. I will once again sound a great warning cry, and this will be the last before the end. All who are asleep shall awaken. But whether they send their eyes upwards or continue to walk along with their eyes averted is up to each individual, yet in the last stretch of their only short life you shall meet them and call out to them that they should walk the path of light and not sink any further into darkness. You should proclaim the gospel to them, yet in its purest form, so that they will not be offended by it, as is now the case due to the many false teachings which are presented to people as the teaching of Christ. You should help them to find the right path. You should lovingly explain to them the cause and purpose of all sorrowful events. You should point them to me so that they seek contact with me and take care of all those who are in spiritual hardship, who don't want to believe or cannot believe. You should speak to them and I will assist you. I will put the words into your mouth so that they will not miss their effect. This work is so immensely important that I will make you suitable for it and also give you the full understanding of what you should do or not do, where you should speak or remain silent and whom you should particularly take care of, because I know the hearts of all those I lead to you. This time still lies ahead of you and I am training you for this work, therefore you will be active in silence for the time being. You will be able to speak in small circles in order to still recruit workers for me, because I cannot have enough of them in the coming time, for the time of your activity will only be short. And therefore the work shall be tackled with all diligence so that the short time will be fully utilized for the salvation of the erring and the lukewarm, for the salvation of the unbelievers who can attain faith again if only they are of good will. I will call you myself when your hour has come and you will gladly and joyfully follow my call. But then no longer worry about earthly things, for every earthly worry is invalid in view of what I send upon people. Then only spiritual work will be of value and importance, for you cannot secure anything earthly. Only what I want will remain with you, and that without any worry on your part. Don't look back but only forward, give up everything voluntarily, for I will provide you with everything you need if you are active for me. But I will bless you in your work for me and my kingdom. I will pour out my grace so that hearts will awaken and become receptive to my word, so that all souls who want to be saved by me will still be saved. Amen.